You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now that Auckland has moved to step two of alert level three, retail stores are reopening. People can finally walk into a store after more than 84 days of not being able to. With this, however, retail owners, managers, and employees have to adapt to new ways of operating. There are aspects such as scanning in, having a restriction on the amount of people who can come into the store at a time, and asking that people wear a mask. There is a lot to think about and a lot to organise for this next step. So today I spoke with a retail manager named Monica, the owner of Tatties, Amy Eggdale, and the owner of Smoove, Matthew Lark, to hear how they feel about reopening their retail doors today. I began by speaking with Monica, asking her how she feels about restrictions easing today.
I'm super stoked, to be honest. Lockdown has been long, but it's nice to have some sense of normalcy. And I think going into retail, being open, is like a huge step for just summer in New Zealand in general. So yeah, excited.
Has lockdown been easy these past, couple of months?
I would say yes and no. The first few weeks were good, kind of had a time off and kind of eased into it. And then it got to about week six and I was like, okay, I'm over this. And then hit a wall and then been okay. But yeah, like I said before, I'm just happy that we're back into some sense of normalcy.
And how has it been this morning? First morning opening in quite some time.
Good. Easy set up. We just had to do all our mandatory things like signage up, put a limit of customers coming in, and obviously my staff and I are all masked up and are feeling 100% well.
Do you feel safe moving to this next step?
Yes, I do. Yeah, me personally, I've been double vaxxed and so have my staff. And we're wearing masks in store and making sure that everyone coming in is signing in and are feeling 100% well as well.
How do you feel in terms of, support from the government or even local community?
I think the government is doing the best they can. I think opening retail is a huge step. I think them putting in some restrictions definitely will help with the limiting customers in and masks and stuff. I think that's definitely, I feel supported in that way. The community's been really lovely, just walking around today, everyone's smiling and waving. So yeah, it's awesome. It's nice to be back.
And just, in terms of if anyone's listening, how they feel about going into retail stores, what are some, maybe advice or ways that they can be respectful and even feel safe, going into these stores when they've been closed for so long now?
Yeah, I think the number one thing is obviously treat everyone with kindness, both fellow customers and the staff working. At the end of the day, we're all going through this together. And just be aware of your personal space, keep a distance, wear a mask and sanitise. And yeah, just be friendly and kind. We're all human at the end of the day.
I then speak to the owner of Tatties, Amy Eggdale, and begin by asking her what preparation has been like this week and this morning.
Preparation was really, really busy. You sort of, after being closed for 10, 11 weeks, you sort of forget how much there is to do. We also changed over our computer systems as well, so that's been something we've been rapidly trying to fix lots of bugs with. Our biggest concern with reopening was just the safety and security for staff and customers. So even though we're a small business, we've hired security guards.
Oh, right. So will they just be at the front making sure people are all maybe masked up or have, signed in?
That's correct. I think, the team that I have, we're all experienced shop assistants. We can help you with your outfits. We can help you with your customer service. But sort of regulating numbers coming and going in and out of the stores and having the mandatory mask enforcement now, I feel that's inappropriate and irresponsible to ask, staff at first to be handling those sorts of requests from our customers coming in. And especially with our CBD store, we are expecting that store to be quite busy. So I thought the best idea is to get, trained security people who will be able to take that on board for the team. So I think this time round, that's the biggest lesson I learned from the coming out of the last lockdown was that sort of added pressure and stress on customers not knowing what to do, and also staff not knowing what to do. That was the biggest lesson that I learned to make changes for reopening this time.
If you don't mind me asking, what maybe was an example where things did feel too stressful last year, or, you know, were there some customers that were disrespectful, or, you know, in terms of COVID rules, didn't respect those rules?
I think it's just general confusion. I don't believe, you know, any of our customers at Tatties necessarily were disregarding rules, but I think, you know, there's still a lot of confusion about what people need to do, whether they have to sign in, whether they have to wear masks, is it 1 metre or 2 metre social distancing? So just to have a friendly face on the door, be able to sort of greet people and, you know, hand out masks if they need them, I think that will help customers and staff. And just generally, I think, you know, retail staff have so much pressure on them at the moment, and everything is so unexpected with whether you're going to be busy, whether you're going to be quiet. And, yeah, just to take that added job off them of limiting the numbers in store as well, yeah, I think that was more my concern, really, rather than, you know, having people completely not want to wear masks and follow the rules. Well, also, this month is going to be a bit of a weird month because retail's able to be open, but we're doing the step system still, and we're not into the traffic lights, which will have again will have different rules and regulations to it. So, yeah, just hopefully having the security there for this time will help us through that.
Yeah, and why is it important for managers and owners of retail stores to make sure that there is that safety there for employees?
I think it's incredibly important on so many levels, you know, not just emotional and physical levels of just physically keeping everybody safe, and emotionally making sure people's anxiety and fears are, you know, lessened and that everyone's regulated. But generally, if you're a small business, we can't risk having anyone becoming sick or having to be stood down, because then we'd have to close again. So I think also financially that's a stress on managers and owners, is we've just waited through responsibly through a long lockdown period. So if we don't move into this new way, you know, properly and responsibly, then and somebody gets sick, then we'll have to close again. So, yeah, I think for me anyway, that's how I see it, is that's where the importance is. It's stressful enough working with the general public, whether you're in retail or whether you're in hospitality or whether you're working in hospitals. Yeah, it's stressful enough, so you don't want to put any added stress on.
While there is this stress and all these new things to think about, overall, are you happy that we have moved to this next step, or at least in regards to retail, are you happy that your stores can now open?
Oh, definitely. I think that for me personally, as a retailer, this needed to happen for so many reasons, and it's not just about finances, but it's also, you know, when you decide to work in retail and have a business like Tatties, part of the reason is because you're a people person, and, you know, having that connection with your customers and the staff having connections with each other, it's been a long time to be separated, and I think for people's mental health, it's going to be a huge boost to be able to have a sense of normality back. And we all have to understand that there's definitely going to be a risk involved, but it's about measuring those risks and taking responsibility to keep each other safe with getting vaccinated and wearing your masks. But I am very, very pleased, and I think that this will help the community in a lot of ways, that maybe people, if they're not in retail, they won't realise until we're a couple of weeks in how much of a difference this will just make the community in the street feel, you know, having people out there walking around again, you know.
Yeah, I definitely agree. It will be different from what we're used to, but it's definitely a step in the right direction. And I'm personally very excited to start shopping again and, talking to people who work at the stores. Yeah.
Yeah, and we all need summer clothes. I mean, I'm still
walking around
in leggings and jumpers, so.
Need to get some, I don't know, maybe some jandals. Maybe some togs.
Some summer frocks, totally. We went from the depths of an August winter into the height of a sunny November. So, yeah.
And as I mentioned earlier, I did also talk to the owner of Smoove, Matthew Lark.
Yeah, I feel really good about it. I do feel like, you know, there's a slightly different vibe out there for people compared to the coming out of the last lockdown. But I think people generally just want to, like, move on with their lives. So that'll dissipate, I think, you know, within a couple of weeks. And then everybody will be like, oh, back to normal.
Yeah, do you think that might just be people feeling unsure about, you know, it's strange now that we haven't done this for so long. Maybe people are feeling unsafe.
Exactly. And there's, you know, there's been way more kind of, like, I don't know, you know, just media. And obviously, yeah, definitely the length of time has played on it.
What was the initial reaction from your employees about coming back to work today?
They were good, as long as we had all the things in place, like we have a, you know, restriction of 10 people in the store and that kind of thing at one time. You know, I mean, you can, there's pluses to everything you do. That actually has a plus for us sometimes. You know, it means the customers get more service, and if people have to wait outside, then we give them like a little discount for just having to wait. You know, so.
Oh, that's cool, the discount.
Yeah, and if you're going to stand at the door, we're going to give you 10% off.
In terms of, you know, before, you know, during lockdown when we were all just at home, not working in retail, how was that time? What were you doing?
For me, you know, like I've had this business 20 years, and the only times I've really had off to, like, you know, when you can't see the forest for the trees sometimes. So when you have time where you're like, right, I can just work on my business. It's been absolutely fantastic. It means we can come in, we can refit, we can just make changes that you'd never really get the time to do. It's like, honestly, some of the best times for us.
And were you guys operating online or just
We have no online presence really, other than just throwing a couple of things on Instagram. It's unfortunately, it's just a full-time job for somebody, and I just don't have anybody to do it. So I'm quite, you know, like I really, Smoove's about that experience. It's really about, you know, conversing with the customer, so it's always going to be like that. If we didn't have that experience, we wouldn't trade.
How has the store been this morning?
It's been good because we ran a reopen promotion of, like, you know, tempura Carhartts 50% off. Lots of stuff was like 50% off, so, you know, we had people waiting to get in, which is great.
And
good buzz for the staff, and, you know, really good for, you know, looking after our customers.
Yeah. And in terms of, you know, ways that people coming into the store can be respectful, what are some things that, you know, you would say would be just like the perfect customer or the best way to go about returning to, you know, shopping in person and seeing, you know,
just
employees?
To put it out of your mind, like to just try and make his life as normal as possible. And then eventually you're driving in that direction. Life will become normal as possible. It'll come back to normal. Like, yeah, really looking forward to Christmas and, you know, just bringing all this new stuff we've got to our customers. It's what keeps me going. We just get some of the coolest people come in.
Yeah.
And it's just, yeah, challenges like this, it makes you evolve. It makes you, you know, like some businesses, okay, they wouldn't have lasted. Then other businesses reevaluate what they're doing. And some people might have gone straight online. You know what I mean? And it really might open doors and opportunities to people that they never expect, which is fantastic. And we're always going to be growing. So I love a challenge. I really, really do, because that's the only time you grow. You don't grow when life's easy.
That was retail manager manager Monica, the owner of Tatties Amy Igdale, and the owner of Smoove, Matthew Lark, speaking with me about reopening their retail stores this morning.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.